to Season 2 Spark Edition of Investment Insider, brought to you by Invest Selangor. My name is Cynthia Ng, your host for this series. In this Spark Edition, we are taking a closer look at Arlo Technology, a company that is stepping up to be one of the key players in rolling out high-speed broadband in Malaysia. Arlo Technology is a wholly owned subsidiary of Tenaga Nasional, and I would now like to welcome Rozi Ahmad, CEO of Arlo. Hello Rozi, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the show. Can you start with giving us an insight into the relationship between Arlo and Tenaga Nasional and how Arlo leverages on Tenaga's existing infrastructure to bring high-speed internet access to Malaysians?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, Arlo Technology is a subsidiary of Tenaga Nasional Berhad. Tenaga Nasional Berhad is a utility company that has more than 18,000 fiber infrastructure connecting urban, suburban and rural areas. So Arlo is leveraging on these infrastructures and we can expand our fiber footprint faster in a more cost-effective way. This means we can bring high-speed broadband into underserved areas that can help the people who has not enjoyed the services. So moreover, we are operating on open access model, which means we allow other operators, other service providers that can connect our network and serve the customers. So if you are on our network, you can have a choice of your operators to serve you, which is the retail service providers.
So having an open network, Rozi, if I understand correctly, will help increase network capacity more seamlessly. I am intrigued by Arlo's carrier network, which facilitates cross-border connectivity. Can you talk to us about that platform and how it benefits end users?
Through our Arlo carrier network, we can interconnect them, whether they are in urban or suburban areas, and they can enjoy our 99.99% uptime with a capacity of up to 25 terabit per second, which is very huge. This network interconnects Malaysia to Thailand and Singapore. So companies who invest in the country, who invest in Selangor particularly, both local and foreigners can be connected to our network and can store their data at a proper data centers because we interconnect to data centers as well. And with that, they don't have to build their own data centers. So I think that basically the role of carrier network is to interconnect facilities, data centers to customers, industries.
Rozi, if you can also elaborate further, how would the capabilities of this network help elevate Arlo as an operator to be a key player in cross-border connectivity?
As I think everyone knows, most telcos internationally I wanted to connect regionally from Singapore to Malaysia and to Thailand. With our carrier network, with our SNS just now, we want to be the main connectivity for domestic and international players with wider coverage areas nationwide. Our strategic position and locations having present in major data centers enabling us to link this connectivity to our customers. So wherever you are within our network, you can link to Thailand, you can link to Singapore, you can link to our data centers in our own countries. Using our latest technology, our high capacity services, this network has been actually utilized by reputable customers in the market. So it has been live, has been connected in productive way, connecting Singapore, KL, as well as Thailand.
Thank you for that explanation, Rozi. We have seen more companies coming into this space to be a connectivity partner in providing high-speed internet services. Now, how is Arlo different and what is your unique selling proposition?
Obviously, we have the advantage of leveraging on our parent company just now, Tenaga Nasional, which makes our deployment is faster, which make our reachability to underserved areas are more cost-effective compared to conventional methods. This set Arlo apart because we encourage healthy competition among retail service providers with our open access network, as I mentioned just now. which give the end user to choose the service provider that they wanted for their business or homes. Our positioning in the market is as a preferred connectivity partner, where we have various connectivity offerings to mobile operators, carriers network, retail service providers, developers, as well as industries.
Thank you for giving us that insight, Rodzi. Coming up, let's talk about capturing the rising demand for high-speed broadband. But first, we will go for a quick break. Do stay tuned. We will be back shortly.
Because Selangor has proven it attracting highest investment in the country for 3 years running. Not only the value of the investments are the highest, but they are also high-impact investment projects. This result is a true testament of the trust that investors are saying about Selangor.
Welcome back to Investment Insider with me, Cynthia Ng. Joining me now is Rodzi Ahmad, Chief Executive Officer of Alo Technology, an internet service provider based in Cyberjaya. Rodzi, if there is one upside arising from the pandemic, is digitalization. Businesses are adopting digitalization at a pace never seen before. Now, how is Alo capturing the growth and increasing demand for broadband?
Internet facilities has become increasingly important now, especially as we are facing the pandemic. You are right, this has forced us to adapt to digitalizations as many services and even education is being carried out virtually. So we know that the demand for broadband is there, but yet I think the challenge is there are so many areas that has not yet been fiberized. So our challenge is we want to continue to provide our services to connect more underserved areas, even during this pandemic, and for the retail service providers to promote their services and to promote their services to the subscribers.
Rodzi, I'd like to take up on your point about connecting underserved areas. How will you do so with Alo's network and ecosystem with existing retail service providers?
Well, retail service providers don't actually build a fiber network all the time. So our main focus is to fiberize these areas, particularly the underserved areas that have yet to have high-speed broadband. So that will be the complementing area for the retail service providers. They just ride on our network and connect to those areas and customers. Through our open access network again, these service providers can offer whatever packages they want, maybe starting from 30 megabit per second, or probably up to 100 meg or even 1 gigabit per second, so that they can offer the good price to the customers. Some underserved areas may not have the luxury to go for 100 megabit per second. The 30 megabit per second may be good enough for them, but by having these retail service providers of their choice, they can have these options for them to choose from.
So offering flexibility to retail service providers. Rodzi, can you also talk to us about Jendela, the government's initiative to provide high-speed broadband to every corner of Malaysia? Now, because Alo, as I understand, plays a key role in bridging the digital gap in Selangor. Can you please explain that further?
Yep. Selangor is a very highly populated area. So it's spread cities, suburbs, and as well as rural areas. So what we're doing is we are closing the digital gap and also to connect to telco towers for higher capacity or higher quality of connectivity services. Apart from that, the business and residents in Selangor also embrace connectivity and are constantly looking for the right connectivity to accommodate their requirements. That's where our role to support the agenda. That's where we want to connect and get the people to be connected to the services, to the broadband.
That sounds like a wonderful initiative, Rodzi. Connectivity is essential to doing business. High-speed broadband is no longer a luxury but necessity. So talk to us about Alo's relationship with Selangor in supporting the growth of businesses here.
Yeah, in this new era, definitely when Invest Selangor get investors to come to Selangor, I think they cannot run from connectivity. You know, you need power, you need connectivity, you need high-speed internet, definitely. So, ALO hopefully can support Invest Selangor, and both parties could leverage each other with good packages of connectivity as part of the business requirement by the investors. And don't forget, ALO being a subsidiary of Tenaga Nasional, maybe we can synergize how electricity and connectivity can come together for Invest Selangor initiative. So you can have two package, you can have two solution to your investors at the same time.
Absolutely, and I suppose ultimately what is most important for investors is the ease of doing business, and that includes good connectivity. Now finally, Rodzi, what exciting developments can we look forward to from ALO Technology?
Well, we look forward to support more connectivity to any investors, providing choice for Invest Selangor to support their initiative. What I mean is, some companies may want to interconnect within within Malaysia. Some investors may want to connect to Singapore, to Thailand, even to their own countries in Europe. While having ALO interconnects to international telcos, they can then choose their own preferred providers. In line with our aim to be the preferred connectivity services, we look forward to being the most connected network through competitive pricing, supporting technological advancement, and providing extensive connectivity solutions to these companies. Going forward, one of the key priorities to ALO will be to build more fiber to support national aspirations, to close the gaps, and to connect nationwide.
Thank you, Rodzi, for being with us. We look forward to more great developments from ALO Technology. You have been watching Investment Insider with me, Cynthia Ng. We will see you again in the next episode.
Selangor is the most attractive investment destination. Find out how we can assist you at www.investselangor.my. Join us again in the next episode.